down, Skipper?
Yes, sirree. We've landed.
It was a bit hairy, I must admit.
Yeah, nothing in the master's handbook about a spaceship traveling 100 kilometers. Even the computer wouldn't be bothered with an efficient trajectory readout. I just let her rip upwards for 1,000 kilometers and brought her down on a normal vertical approach with final auto guidance. Kind of neat, eh, Mrs. Spencer?
I didn't much care for free falling between the retros firing. I kept wondering what would have happened if they hadn't fired again.
Right into the moon.
Mighty cheerful, Lester. Here we are then, Mr. Spencer. Hope you're satisfied with the view. It's costing you enough. I hope you realize that the 1,000-kilometer jaunt just qualified us for deep space rates.
Have you no soul? There are 22 people buried out there.
Flying this rig is our living, amigo. I know how it is. All sweet talk and promises at the moment to get your story. Then when it's all old news and the accountants get involved in the cold light of day, that's another story.
Yeah, point taken. Like a scene from a dream, isn't it? The sea stretching out into space. I can see what must be a dust ski. And even the pole joining Cellini to the rest of humanity.
Where's that?
Here, you'll need the binoculars. I'll get the camera set up. This is fantastic. By the time anybody else gets anywhere near here, we'll have all the Earth networks tied up. What a picture. The plane, the probe stuck up into the freezing stillness. The loneliness of man, personified in this huge and hostile universe he has set out to conquer.
Fancy some chow, Skipper.
Smart idea, Lester. We could be here for some time.